This is CBS 2 News.
I'm Jim Williams here. The stories making headlines at this hour. Kids at two Northwest Indiana schools are not in class today after an employee tested positive for Legionnaire's disease. The Dunlin School Corporation in Chesterton tells us preliminary tests have come back positive for Legionnaire's disease at Chesterton Middle School and Westchester Intermediate School.
Can't take no more. Can't take no more.
Two powerful unions joined together on the picket line. You're seeing members of the Chicago Teachers Union march alongside reps from the Service Employees International Union, which provides support services to many Chicago schools. Both groups want to see higher pay, smaller classes, and better training. The Chicago Teachers Union says it will go on strike on October 17th if negotiations with the city fall through. After 54 weeks of pulling cards for the Queen of Hearts raffle, the Queen finally arrived for St. Julianna's Parish.
Hey, is this Jane? Jane, this is Father James Wallace.
Father James Wallace called Jane last night after pulling her raffle ticket to win the $1.3 million pot. No surprise, really, when the pastor told the crowd in Edison Park that Jane was freaking out about the news. She will split the prize with the St. Julianna Parish and School. Now let's turn to meteorologist Mary Kay Kleist.
And we have to help you plan your weekend, Jim. Partly cloudy skies tonight. 48 degrees will be our low. Now on Saturday, we're starting dry, so if you have outdoor plans, do it on the front half of the day, because after about 2 or 3 o'clock, we introduce showers into the forecast. Interesting to see that both Saturday and Sunday, I expect highs of 65, but it's two different patterns. On Saturday, we cloud up with rain. That moves away from us, though, leaving Sunday dry. And Jim, a beautiful trend of weather coming next week.
Thank you, Mary Kay, for the latest headlines. Day or night, head to CBSChicago.com. I'm Jim Williams. Have a great day.